Welcome, everyone, to Northern World of Animated Success Radio Show today. Got lots to talk about. And we're going to talk about Wendy Williams. As you know, lately she's been the talk, the conversation piece, because her docu-series, Where is Wendy? Wendy Williams, Lifetime. Part one dropped on Saturday, part two dropped on Sunday. And everybody's talking about it, you know, clips from it, where they show her with Black China. And people saw the clips that dropped from the docu-series, they that she was being exploited. And the case, Wendy's son had to do this, but they felt that the family and the people that in this video, in this documentary, was exploiting Wendy. And now, I didn't watch it. I'm going to say that straight up the bat, I didn't watch it. I watched a lot of YouTube commentary about it, because you know, when you I won't say I'm a fan of Wendy, I like Wendy, like the Wendy show, and when you like something and say you are somebody, and then to see documentaries about them that's not a good, it can have you changing, like, there are things you like about a person, then you see or hear something about a person, you read it, and it's like you change, your whole perspective change about the person. Now you go from liking a person to not like a person no more, all because of this that came out that you don't know if it's true or not. It's high when you're online, and you're online, see information about a celebrity that you like, please go check what you just read or saw, because people love to put their own narrative out about a person, and because you're a fan, see this and true, don't like them anymore. And then it comes out maybe days later or maybe months later that all that stuff you read about that person wasn't true. Somebody just did it with their own narrative. It would get your attention. Most people would click on it, like it, and then on with the narrative thinking it's true. But back in 2022, Wells Fargo froze her and gave her a guardian over her account, meaning she can't touch her account. And now she's under this conservatorship like Britney Spears was, and her family hasn't spoken to her in a long time, even her own son. She was there in Miami with her family, and she was doing good. She was healthy, gained some weight, Cause, and now when you look at the docuseries, and you look at how Wendy is like, that's not the Wendy we know. You know, that's not the Wendy we know. Like I say, I didn't watch the docuseries, but I listened to and watched. People give commentary on their perspective. One person I just watched, like how he gave his perspective on the whole thing, is a YouTuber named Make It Make Sense. They call him Sense for short. Because he deep dive. He doesn't just or tell you what's already out there. He deep dive to give you more information. So, you know, just take what's out there for value. And this situation with conservatorship, I watched the video today where he found that the judge who gave Wendy her conservatorship and the person who the judge wanted to be her conservator was suing the $30 million loan. I'm doing a deep dive. He was an immigrant. He was working construction, got an accident. Right, doing construction work. Now, he sues a settlement of $5.5 million. So, you know, when you sue for some, most of that money goes to your lawyer, whoever your lawyer is. So, because of how bad the accident was, he got put under a conservatorship. Someone, you know, taking his finances because he's in the hospital. He's always better. So once he got better, he was put under conservatorship, and his family, just his kids, were trying to get out of it, but they're denying them. Not let me get him out of it. Went and got the medical from the doctor to say he's okay. He even said, when this happened to him, he was doing construction. Right? He done went to the school, got his certificate being a home state. Do you know what a home state is? Or a caretaker for the same as a caretaker. And got a ticket for that. So when I listened to Mitch, he said in the video, he said, well, you got this man in the conservatorship, but how is it that he got a job taker of people, but he's not, but into the conservatorship, he's not right mind that he could take himself. Right? Now, I'm thinking like, that is true. He's an able functioning man, he's working, and the person that has the guardian, the conservatorship, you know, he has to call them to give, if he needs money, to give him money, like they rent, they make sure that pay this, is all, you know, all stuff. So this is the same thing
that happened to me. Ma'am, every other word you say, you're going in and out. And this is the Six and Road Show. Normally, the co-host is introduced, and then we start the show. Unless things have changed, I don't know. But I can just go on mute and listen. I mean, if you're going to do the show by yourself, you know, I can go on mute.
I didn't see you there. Until I started talking, and now I opened your mic.
Well, you've been talking for like 20 minutes
before I introduced you. So
when were you going to introduce me? I mean, when were you going to introduce me? 5 minutes before the show's over with?
No, let me get out what I'm saying. I already started telling the people, but get out what I'm saying. I forget before I forget. So this is what's happening. I'm telling you about this man is what's exactly what's happening in the wind right now. There's no conservatorship. The person is handling her finances. You know, they just, you know, whatever needs to be paid, they make sure the money goes to where it needs to go to. And so after watching all of that, I'm scrolling through TikTok, watching that video, James doing his live and all that stuff. Someone on TikTok did a video as well.
Rode, every other word you say is cutting out. You're not, your connection's not clear. Every other word you say, it's cutting out.
So the judge who gave Wendy the service out has been doing this for a long time, and she would do it for the people who would send her donations for her campaign for her to be a Supreme Court judge. Doing this a long time, those who sent donations for the Supreme Court judge would give, she would grant them conservatorship over the person who they were trying to put the conservatorship on. So the lady over Williams, we don't know if she donated money to the judge after this conservatorship over Wendy. And that's in the back of the host, Six Eyes, of Six Eyes Radio. Now, I'm going to play the TikTok video that I came across about this situation. Me and Six listened to it, and we both want to get our opinions after we listen to this video. You heard all of that, right, Six?
Yes.
Now, what do you take on what you just?
This just sounds to me like they got her where they want her. They're cutting up access, finances, and she got these people there, and I don't think they got her best interest in heart. It sounds like the same situation with Britney Spears. It's like she's not in her right mind. She has aphasia, plus frontal lobe dementia, which is, they say, alcohol induced. And it's sad how people want to talk about a person when they're down. Last time I checked, very important, and help doesn't discriminate. So all these people talking about, you know, she Wendy Williams is known as a shock value journalist. I mean, she's the female Howard Stern. You know, her show was based off of hot topics, gossip, and that's how she made her career. I mean, that's how she started, even when she was in New York, you know, at the radio station. And, you know, Charlamagne Tha God worked for her in 2006. You know, he worked for her at one point in time. And even he don't wish anything bad on her, but you just have a lot of these ignorant public who wants to say now she's getting what she deserves. Karma, karma, karma. Health is not karma. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody can come down with dementia. Okay? And I just think people are insensitive to think that. And this is not considered karma. Anybody can get dementia. You understand what I'm saying? So it's the ignorance of society that don't understand what's going on. You know, I feel for Wendy. My heart goes out to her because right now she needs to have a strong team of people that's in her corner. You understand what I'm saying? This is where you can't have such a huge circle. You understand what I'm saying? Because she don't know what these people are doing. I mean, she's more out than she is in, you know, as far as her faculties. Sister Wanda, you know, they're close but not close. You know, her niece is doing all she can to keep, you know, the hang-oners from around her. And then you got to deal with her driver and her her PR person, you know. So it's just a sad situation, and my heart goes out to her. With that, I'm complete.
So Wendy, when they showed, they dropped clips of it, like I said, I didn't see it, and they dropped clips of it. They show Wendy at her house with a liquor.
Can you please?
And
Rose,
whoever was the person that came in the room was taking the liquor. She was like,
connection?
Leave it.
The connection is
no,
breaking up.
It. She told her to leave the bottle. They were saying that she was hiding bottles of liquor in that back cabinet.
Excuse me. Can you hear me? Your connection is breaking up.
I can hear you.
But I can't hear you. Every other word you're saying is breaking up. It's dropping out. So if I hear it, the listeners hear it.
Now I'm real close to them. I'm going to be going in.
Sounds better than before.
So they're in the video clip, the person took the alcohol bottle from Wendy, and Wendy was like, no, leave it. It was a bottle of vodka, and she was like, no, leave it. So I think this is my take on all this Wendy situation. I think they put her in this conservatorship not because she wasn't in her, not because she's not in her right mind, right? I think they did this to get Wendy's money. Right? Just look what happened with Britney, right? Her guardian was her father, who was over her control. She needed money. Who she? Oh, her father. Right? So if Wendy needed someone to look after her, like in a guy, her son was her guardian. And the judge the jurors him off because they're saying he doesn't fit. They don't think he was fit. Okay, if the son's not fit, why not her sister? Right? If the son's not fit, why not her sister? If the sister ain't fit, why not the niece? If the sister ain't, if the niece ain't fit, why not the brother? Wendy has plenty of family members and friends that would have loved to have taken over guardianship for her and would have been there for her to help her be better. And all this started from when Wells Fargo flagged her account. And people are blaming people. There are people saying it's the son's fault because of all that money he spent just on Uber Eats, just from ordering Uber Eats. Because he has a credit card. I'm sure he has access to a credit card under her name, and he's an authorized user, so he ain't hungry. What did he do? Order Uber Eats. He doesn't cook. When you a person who don't cook, you're going to always order takeout. And whenever he's hungry, that's what he does. Order Uber Eats. So they said the Uber Eats was $96,000.
That's a lot of damn Uber Eats. $96,000? That's a lot
yes.
of goddamn Eats.
But
there's
it's not
no
all
way,
in, like it's all in 1 month. It's probably accumulated of months, station of months.
So $9,000 in Uber Eats?
Six. What is it? 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks in a month. Five and 7 days of the week. No one in one month can spend that much for Uber. I think accumulation, it's not just him. He was ordering food through Uber Eats too, because Wendy don't cook either. So it's not just him. She probably was using it and ordering from Uber Eats as well, and he was using the same ordering Uber Eats.
How much did you say that bill was?
$9,600
in Uber Eats.
So it's probably between the both of them. You know, he was shopping. I think that he spent $100,000. All these big amounts coming out of the account, as well as is going to clock it. And let's put things on this because it's coming out. Amounts is coming out of account. And when they know, because you know, when you're paying your rent and others through your bank account, is going to show whatever you're paying the rent to, is going to show that company's name. If you got a phone bill, it's going to show the phone company's name, right? Gas and electric, whoever your company is, gas and electric, that's going to show up on that company. Is going to show up on your statement, your bank, and paying it through your account. When you see miscellaneous stuff and miscellaneous stuff is coming out your account, is more than what you normally take out your account. As a person who's the manager of the bank, can look at it and say, for this miscellaneous stuff, there's a lot to be coming out from miscellaneous, and they're going to flag the account. Because remember, Wendy, she raised herself and said, I don't have money. Fargo froze my account. This is Wendy said this out of her own mouth. Is like, well, why is Fargo flagging her account? And this is what caused them to do a conservatorship with Wendy because of all those big amounts of money coming out of her account. She wound up with a judge who who granted this conservatorship, but I think this judge is doing it for the money. You heard what the guy said in the video. A lot. She did 62. She had 62 appointments between 2019 and 2022 for people to have to get to grant people conservatorship or whatever they're going to do a conservatorship over. And the family were appointed guardians. The judge was like, no. Because see what they doing? I think whatever person that people are using as guardians, they do it for the money. Because the person as the who the judge granted to be your guardian, they know your name. So if you're not, of course, they're going to pay you bills, so I'm a little suspicious that they're taking your money. Because in one of the clips that they dropped about me, she was in bed with $1,500, and I who was in with her said, we got to go put that in the bank. She had a whole new account because her account was frozen. And it's under the conservatorship, so the person who has the person who he said her guardian is Sabrina, so Sabrina has control over that account at Wells Fargo. Wendy can't dip into it whenever she wants to, and whenever she asks for money for something, he has the guardian has to approve it. And Wendy can ask for simplest thing, guardian might say no. And remember, Wendy used to talk about best friend Regina. Best friend Regina just did an interview with Chris Cuomo. So she was sending Wendy Uber Eats because she was on the phone. They talking to Wendy, and the guardian was supposed to get Wendy breakfast. Never gave Wendy breakfast. Didn't feed her till like 12 in the afternoon. So Regina was sent to Wendy, and they lost contact. And then Regina said someone else was also sent to Wendy, but I said they lost contact. I think this judge doing it, because even when I was just at the top, where I talked about men who got in an accident, won his settlement, got put under the conservatorship, but he did because he did it because, you know, he was recovering. You know, he was recovering from his accident. He can't do nothing when he's recovering. So he did, and they made him sign the paper so that he can get his settlement money. Made him sign the paper just so he and the guy. His lawyer, the law firm he was working at, and went into his own practice to other co-workers from the same law firm. And there's a lawyer working with him now, pro bono, to try to get him out of this conservatorship, because after the lawyer takes their fee from whatever your settlement is, you get what's left over. And I think they say he got like two after the took about $3 million, and he got $2 million, and that's not the last him to take care of his bills and his family. That's not going to last. So Biden is trying to get out of this conservatorship, but if this is true with this judge, I think alcohol, feeding the alcohol to keep her in a state where the judge can say No, she stays on this conservatorship when she doesn't need it. Because when she was in Miami with me and her son, Wendy was a sound mind. It wasn't until they took her from Miami that she looks. If anybody saw the docuseries, the way it looks now, docuseries, I think keep her drinking, keep her away from the family. They want to keep the access to her money. Like, I could take out $1,000 of your account and let's say your rent is $500. I take out $1,000 and I pay the $500 for your rent. You need to pay. But I keep the, you know what I'm saying? I keep the other back to myself. So when they asked me why did I take out $1,000 when her rent was only $500, and I said, oh, I took that money out in case she needed anything, I can use that money to buy her what she needed. But really, I'm not doing that. I'm giving her money. I hope that Wendy gets out of this relationship. I hope she can be with her family. Because, you know, there's a faith and there's the mentor they're saying she has. When she was with her, like I said, she was with her, she was of mind. So this mentor and the faith is alcohol. Produced, as a lot of people have been saying, and once she gets that all out of her system, I think she'd be back to being sound mind, but they don't want her away. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep in this conservatorship so they can have our money. Right? I'm saying, God forbid, we don't want Wendy to pass away, but say that happens. I'm the conservative, so her money. You have to think about that. Is her son going to get her money? Who gets the money? Is the person who's awarded guardian get the money? Because Wendy Williams, she was doing her TV show, millions of dollars. To do her TV show.
Wow. Well, from the Six and Road Show, Six Eyes Radio Network, we're just sending out prayers for Wendy Williams. Like I said, dementia is no joke, and anybody can get dementia at any age. She's just 59 years old, and she's suffering from frontal lobe dementia plus aphasia. Aphasia is the same thing that Bruce Willis has, and it can literally stop her from even knowing how to write. You know, so it's a serious thing. You know, and the public need to rally around her and pray for her. And with that, I'm complete.
So, you remember? We always would talk about bullying, right?
Yes.
Oh, I got a sad bullying story for you. And this doesn't involve a child. It involves an adult. Now, you hear a lot of bullying stories. You hear it's always children. This one involves an adult. And I'm going to share, I'm going to put a video so everybody can hear what happened to this lady. And we're going to give our opinions. It is.
Oh, my God. Have you heard the story?
The death of Dr. Annette Bonnie Candy of Bailey has sparked rage from LU alumni across the country who now want most to resign as KRCG's Warren Turner's new deputation from herself identifies Lincoln as, quote,
since I was dating. Multiple emails obtained by a friend of Candy and Bailey and shared with ARCG shows emails mostly in support of curators outlining Candy and Bailey's request for family and medical leave, saying that the relationship between her and Mosley went downhill due to her severe depression and anxiety. Multiple emails that when she made complaints about how she was treated to HR and the Board of Curators, the board president wrote a response to her, saying in part, "Please be advised that the curator will not engage in the management of personnel issues for Lincoln University and will not take further action related to this issue." Chapter 3 of the Board of Curators bylaws have been in effect since March 3th of 2023, covers operational plans for personnel. Of bylaws is unclear whether the board can on any personnel or HR issues outside of hiring in certain circumstances. Bells also Candy and Bailey believe she was intentionally harassed and bullied, claimed she received a evaluation and asked for help. Monica Gray says the last time she spoke was just hours before Candy and Bailey passed.
Screamed. I was in denial. I'm like, no, you have to be mistaken. I got an email from her this morning, so I immediately started trying to call her, and of course, there was no answer. So when it was confirmed that it was true, it was really bad for me. I went out. I ended up with a doctor.
Called to ask, say they hope Candia Bailey's story will serve as an unfortunate lesson for the president, administration, and board of directors.
Let people know that therapy is okay. It is okay to have a therapist. It is okay to
In her final email to Mosley on the day of her death, Candy Bailey also asked for only select members of her sorority to be allowed to do her thing, saying, "Roseanne can speak to my family from the administration. You are not have any contact. You've caused enough harm and damage." ARCG has reached out to the administration at Lincoln University, and they have declined to comment at this time. A protest Thursday, the Board of Curators called a meeting for Friday at 3 p.m. with a partially closed session agenda. Another protest is set next Tuesday at noon.
Now, what is your thoughts on that?
That's wild. That's wild. What do you think?
We always do these stories, and every story it's a kid in suicide.
You know, but we always say, you know, bullying has no age.
Yeah.
You know, it has no age. That's crazy.
And this is at Lincoln University in Missouri. Vice President of Student Affairs at Lincoln University, Missouri. And she was being bullied by one of her coworkers. She went to the curator board, told her there's nothing they can do about it. Because they couldn't do nothing about it. It's in our bylaws. You heard the reporter. She said, they have the choice if they want to do anything about it. It's in the bylaws, but they have the choice they want to do anything about it.
Right. That's crazy.
You know, I hate doing bullying stories, and we have to do stories to let people know it's not just children who are affected by bullying. We have a death who are affected. How many is now affected? Because of what you did, Mr. Moses, whoever Moses is, I don't know if Moses is a man or a woman, because of what you did, this woman took her sex and it affected her family. You don't know if this lady got kids. Think, you are 6-year-old and
what?
And they have to tell you that your mother took her own life.
Eh?
Who t- tell a 6-year-old that their parents no longer here? Who wants that person to have to explain to a 6-year-old that one of their parents are no longer here?
Yeah.
We don't know the age of her children, but think, if her children are that young, thinking, what if recently just a baby? That baby's not going to really remember mother. Because if the infant is going to, to know being around the mother, but no child is going to remember. They're depending on how young they are. But when you hear the story, when you get older, and they tell you the story, and it was all somebody was bullying her, it's gonna. And then for the school not to do anything, I get it. There are adults. You figured adults, they can resolve their own problem. But no. Bullying of any form should not be allowed at the school. What if she was a student and not the vice president of student affairs? What if she was a student and that same person that was bullying her, that same person was bullying her, but she was a student and not the vice president? Do something then? I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. That this stuff like this go on, and then these schools want to do anything, and then when they get confronted, want to act like we didn't know. She came out and told you what was going on, and y'all said, oh, we will look into it. Nothing. And she took, and now because you didn't do anything, she took her life. My friend said, if I read the whole email, I would have been able to save her life.
Uh-huh.
Is it raining?
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
Is it raining in Cleveland? Is it raining in Cleveland?
Not yet. We're going to have a little bit of rain later on tonight.
It's raining right now in Jersey. I could be messing up the frequency.
And we had a pretty good day today. It got up to 60 today.
Out here it's so cold. And I ain't been outside. As soon as they open the front door, I sit by the front door. As soon as they open the door, I feel how it is outside.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, sir.
Here, I want to ask you this question, but it's also on TikTok. A girl posted a video. Said that a guy I guess she's talking to said $30 lunch. She asked the question in her video, is $30 enough for lunch? And then she needs to talk about that when she gets to lunch, she gets appetizer. She gets an entree.
3 years.
She gets drinks. She gets dessert.
Oh, shit. greedy ass.
Now, the guy who duetted the video, who was giving commentary, he was like, what job does she work at that she can sit there long enough to have appetizer, entree, two drinks, and that's what he said. What job is she working at that she's able to have appetizer, entree, dessert, and drinks? Not to say we don't know if it's alcohol drinks or not. But even,
that's dinner.
Even if it's not,
that's dinner, her greeting is.
Even if it's not on a work day that he spends $30 for lunch. $30 is enough for lunch.
Because, $30 is more than enough for,
right.
for lunch.
I'm thinking, what are you ordering? You need more than $30. This guy was nice enough. Even if the guy you're dating is the guy you get to know, and he said, you know what? I'll treat you to lunch. He's cash out $30. You should be happy. You don't have to spend your money. Being that nice to you, the same $30 that you're not spending your money for lunch. Now, for me, it depends on what I want to eat. I may want to have Chinese. $30 is plenty because I can get me what I like, exactly what I like, plus a drink. It won't even go up, but for me, a combination, depending on the combination, the combination comes with an egg roll, so I don't have to get an appetizer. But if I do one appetizer, I get fried wonton or the cheese wonton or the other. And I get as my appetizer if I feel like Chinese food, and then I get my combo, which is either I might want egg roll or I might want chow mein or I might want lobster sauce. And I know what each item costs. So I know $30 is enough for what I want. I don't buy a drink because I have something to drink else. So I don't need to buy a drink unless there's something that they have that I want to drink. If I don't want Chinese and I want fast food McDonald's or something, $30 is plenty because you get the value meal with a drink, fries, whatever, either or chicken and value meal. Which I don't do together, so mine would be a burger. I probably would do a Big Mac value meal, which is, say, about $10, $11 for a Big Mac value meal. And if I don't want a soda, I can do a shake. So you switch out the soda for a shake. So I'm spending close to $20 for what I want from McDonald's or any other fast food place. I'm spending close to $20, $30. Now, if I want Mexican like Chipotle, even that is still enough. That is still enough for Chipotle. A lot of these women got beer taste with a champagne budget, meaning that they want these men to take them to these places they can't even afford to take themselves to this fancy place. For me, it doesn't make any sense. You can spend about $30. And you can add to the 30 to get exactly what you want. If you want shrimp and if you want the lobster plate where you want to get your lunch at, then add to it. Because the shrimp and if you do like Applebee's or like TGI Friday, you're getting shrimp and lobster. It's going to be lobster tail with either you're going to have sauteed shrimp or you're going to have shrimp. And that's going to be that's going to cost $30. You're not eating a whole lobster. You're only getting a lobster tail. Like, I've been to restaurants with that salmon. That sounds good. When I look, it's like $20 and change for the salmon plate. The salmon size. You get to choose what size you want. And if you have a shrimp and lobster plate, you can add that. If $30 is not enough, you can add to it. You see, this man is $50 or $100 for you to have lunch. No. I'm going to figure, okay, $30 is enough. And the order was the order, and the rest would be the waiter or waitress's tip. That's probably how they see in mind that whatever you order, the rest could be the waiter or waitress's tip. So it was so here's history right now. Here's some history. Here's a video clip I came across on TikTok where the guy is talking about Elvis stole this guy's whole entire facade and became famous for it. And I played the clip, and then me and Tim going to give our opinion afterwards.
It's no fun, and it doesn't come as any surprise. A lot of music that you hear was copied. Do you want to know what the story is at the end? If you make some of you guys up to hear this, bring the truth. Some say Elvis is fraud. After watching this video, you be the judge. Elvis is his entire fun. Yikes. Thank you.
Think of that,
Dix. Wow.
His name was Roy Hamilton. Elvis stole the child.
Huh?
The guy who in the video called, his name was Roy Hamilton. Elvis stole the style. That they did say back in Memphis, see, Elvis used to stand in front of the clubs and listen to the blues artists and listen to
what kind?
He would copy them. Because remember, you know, so Hound Dog, that's not originally Elvis' song. Jailhouse Rock is not originally Elvis' song. Not only did he take his man's style and persona, he took other African-American black artists, he took their songs and made them popular, and we, as kids of that generation, was singing songs thinking it was Elvis's song. Even when there was movies and they played Elvis's songs in movies, we are singing to these songs thinking these are Elvis's songs. And then it comes out, no, they're not Elvis's songs. These are original singers' songs because of the segregation in the music industry. They was stealing our songs and the artists were singing them. And they became more popular with the white artists than the black artists. That's bad. You know, that's real bad for a person who's in. Well, I'm not an Elvis fan, but I know Elvis's music. And to find out that it really ain't his music, but I'm sure all those Elvis fans don't care that the songs came from American artists. They don't care. They still gonna love Elvis, regardless. There was something else I wanted to share. We're going to talk about the world of comedy. I'm going to talk about the world of comedy because comedians are fighting. And the two comedians fighting right now is comedian Darnell Rollins and comedian Corey Holcomb.
Uh-huh.
So, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, LA at the Laugh Factory, which is a famous comedy club in LA, which is for the black comedians, which is deemed Chocolate Sunday for the black comedians. You know, to go up on stage, that Donnell Rollins was there. The set, he got off stage. He was still there. Corey Holcomb on stage. And all of a sudden, him and Donna Rollins was going back and forth.
Oh, wow.
And my assessment is that what they were saying was that he has something about Dave Chappelle. That's what made Donna Rollins say something to him. But I think also on Corey's podcast, because Corey Holcomb does a podcast, I think he said that Donna Rollins is not funny. So that's also, that's another, you know, so when a comedian is saying you're not funny, and you know you're funny, because you wouldn't have lasted this long in the business. And so they, oh, there's a clip that you can see online of them going back and forth, back and forth. And this weekend, or this, yeah, this, what's today? Today's the
27th.
Today, Donna, if you go to Netflix, Donna Rollins' comedy special dropped today on Netflix. And his comedy special was produced by Dave Chappelle. I think he said it wasn't funny, but I think he also said that Dave Chappelle wasn't funny. Well, we as consumers of comedy have to put in perspective that every comedian is going to be different. Comedian is the same. Yes, they may talk about the same thing, but each comedian is going to have perspective on those things. Like being sick, we talk different topics, and we do different opinions on that set topic. So comedians do the same thing. They give their own perspective. Some people may say, oh, he's not funny. Some may say, yes, he is. No, you can't say a comedian is funny if it lasted a bit for over 30 years. Because there's nothing in the world that you have doing comedy for 30 years and not funny. You see, a lot of comedians don't there are some who are transitioning from comedy phase into doing comedic acting. So they're jumping from as a comedian to doing movies, being a comedic actor. So it's still giving you the funny movie form. So with this fight, I think it's and it all, you know, Corey's been speaking fine ever since Cat Williams did his interview on Club Shay. He's been saying a lot of stuff in his mouth and people don't like it. I get it, everybody, so you get to have your own opinion, and he's giving his opinion, but it's going to get to the point where the person's not what you said, I'm going to want to punch you in the face. Because the way they were going back and forth when he was doing his, that if Corey Hogan said one thing, that Donnell would have went up there and punched in his face. There was something else. The topic has come up of who should be the next person to do the Super Bowl halftime. A lot of people are mentioning Chris Brown's name, but feel it's not going to happen. Feel is not going to happen because of Brown's past. And a friend of mine who has his own show, but it's a YouTube show called I Am Hawk, he talked about this. And I said, that's something to talk about. I said, I gave my comment and said that we got to, you know, when people do something that is out in public, we don't like it. We have to give people room to grow. You know what I'm saying? We have to give them room to grow to change. No, you know, people do make mistakes, but you got to give them the opportunity to fix their mistake or grow from their mistake. And that lesson comes with that mistake. We have to give them that opportunity because, you know, because he put his on Rihanna, people are never going to let that go. So whenever Chris Brown said it for something, they're going to be like, no, we don't want him. We don't want him. But I think we should have the opportunity to do the Super Bowl halftime. And my friend was saying that it had been dope if Usher would have brought him up stage with him and they could have performed their song together.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I think Chris should want to do a time show because he will give a great show. If you remember, Michael Jackson passed, and the show doing tributes to Michael Jackson, and they let Chris Brown do his tribute. He killed it. So they let him do it at first. Like, I think the BET Awards didn't let Chris do it at first because of the situation he had with Rihanna. And
uh-huh.
He was going to be there. Was going to be there, so they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want any problems. But then the next year, Johnny let him do his tribute, and he did it. His tribute to Michael Jackson, because I think they had Neo do the tribute the first time, or Usher, one of them. Did the tribute the first time. And last year, video circulating of Chris Brown rehearsing, because remember, what was it, the 40th anniversary of the Thriller album? Was it the 30th or 40th anniversary of Thriller last year? Well, it was either the 40th or 30th anniversary of the Thriller album, and the award show, the Billboard Awards. Chris Brown was supposed to do the tribute to Michael Jackson. He got his team together. They rehearsed. They rotate the rehearsals and posted it online so people see. And when the awards come, this is what you're going to get. And then they we can't perform. I don't know why they told him he couldn't perform. And, you know what I'm saying? They dropped the Billboard Awards, dropped the ball on that one. Because people are not watching award shows like they used to. And if they would have let Chris Brown perform, I think that would have been the highest rating they would have ever got for the Billboard Awards. That would have been the highest thing. So what do you think about what I said when that Black Conservative Convention? Did you hear what Trump said?
And he can always count on Black people.
What he said was that him and Black people were the same because he was indicted, and he's saying that he was discriminated against. That him and Black people were the same that way because when he was indicted and discriminated against. After you said that, right, they pan to the audience, and, you know, you expect to see a sea of Black people, it was a sea of white people. All of them. They said Black people was in the back. So because when they pan to the audience, you didn't see no speck of Black. You saw nothing but white people.
Wow.
So he was pandering to the white people. And what's crazy is in this race, he, former governor, Nikki Haley, in some state. So, and she says she's not dropping out of the race for the presidency. But I'm to find a big people that are backing her for her to beat Trump. They're withdrawing funds from her campaign.
Oh, wow.
One in her state. When Trump ran the first time, y'all was all for Trump, all for Trump. Now you're running against him. You're running against him. And you want to say how bad he is for the country. We all know. And they think that Trump is going to get the Black vote because he released some sneakers. Some ugly gold sneakers with it on them for Trump.
And how much are these sneakers? How much do they cost?
They cost, so it's actually $399, but they add the tax, it's $400.
Well, for $400, they better walk over and put their self on.
He ain't sold
and
out
tie
of
their self up.
He sold out of his, and of course, TikTok video was a Black dude with a pair on.
Wow.
But what I don't understand is how you voted for a man who has 91 indictments, 91 charges on his record, got to pay back $400 million to the state of New York for him, for the state. He has to pay Ethan Carroll $3.something million. What he did to her. And this is the person you want as your president? Oh, gosh. It's the person you want as your president. That don't make no sense to me that this is the person you want as your president, knowing that he got paid his money back. He had documents in the bathroom that he was supposed to leave the White House, documents in his bathroom, trying to didn't have the documents, and they went to his home and found them.
Wow. One thing about it, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But you have to get out there and vote. Bottom line. Because, you know, people stand in line for TVs, sneakers, cell phones. You know, stand in line for something that counts, voting. Because I tell you, Ro, if they took away the rights right after we got off this show, they took away the right for us to vote, people would be going crazy. But you got free will to vote right now. And if you think about for all our forefathers and foresisters fought for us to have the liberties to vote, I think it should be more people getting out there voting. You know, especially as we're ending, you know, Black History Month. You know?
Yep.
Just think of the sacrifices that our people made for us to have the liberties to. It's very important to get out there and vote. And we can't tell you who to vote for, but not voting would just be a slap in the face for our forefathers and foresisters that fought for us to have the liberties to vote.
Yep. And so there's a woman. Her name is, I'm not going to know who she is. A lot of people listen to my sound voice and not know who she is. I'm sure on TikTok. There's a woman named Arisa who dropped a 50-part series of Who the Fuck I'm Being. Right? That's what it's called, Who the F I'm Marrying. And she shares the story of back when COVID first started, she was on Facebook dating and she was on a dating site called Hinge. This dude, you know, they planned to go out. And this is right before shut down COVID. Right? So they make a plan to go out. They go out. So they go. I think she said they were going to. I didn't watch the 50-part video. You know, when you scroll through TikTok, you know, videos pop up of her here and there on my feed, as well as
uh-huh.
giving their own commentary of the situation.
Okay.
So said that they were going out to eat at Cheesecake Factory. If I'm not mistaken, that was the restaurant they were going to. They were going to meet at that restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Right? So as she's going to the restaurant to meet him, she's flat tire pops. It's a flat. Calls him to say, oh, my tire just went out. You know, thinking that he'd be like, okay, let's reschedule. No. He came to meet her where she was at, went with her, get a new tire, brought her a new tire. Doing, you know, he did all of that. She's in shock. Here's this man that I'm meeting for the first time, going out for the first time. He does all of these nice things, but she says this was right before we had quarantine for COVID. COVID hits, homeboy moves in with her. She said while homeboy is living with her in her townhouse, paying the bills, so he's doing the thing he's supposed to do when he's living. You know, when he's with a woman, take care of her. Well, he was doing that. You know, she's like, okay, I think it's a good one. So they together quarantining COVID. Then started happening and there was rough at the beginning. She didn't notice. She passed it. Talking to the guy, and then she said, as they were, she things started to change. So then now she started noticing seeing the red flags, but she still was stay with dude. She found out he hit on her. In 2021, I think they were only together with each other for a year. They ended up getting married. It's the title, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And then all of a sudden, he started changing. Now, that says 50 parts. So if you're on TikTok, if you want to check it out, her name is Risa Tisa. It's R-E. R-E-S-A-E-S-A. I think that's how she spells her name. So if you want to take that and check it out for yourself, you can. But, oh, you know, married things changed with him. He told her that he worked at this corporate job that he was the president of a job, right? So she's thinking, oh, he got a job. She said that he told her, you know, we should have our own place together, right? So taking her to look at houses, potential houses that they were moving, that he was going to pay for. But dude didn't have no corporate. After all of this, she come to find out the corporate job he had, he didn't really have. So everything he was telling her about how he was lying, and what's crazy is that, like, he on the phone talking, and she would walk in the room, and he's on the phone talking to somebody. So, oh, tell so-and-so, like, has been estranged from each other for a long time. But he would pretend that he'd be on the phone with his brother. And she would say, oh, well, tell your brother hello. So he would go, oh, she's low. So he's talking to his brother, but he's not talking to anybody. Right? He would do this. So he would be talking to friends that she had friends, but turns out he didn't have any friends. So she's doing all of that. He's pretending he's talking to people. So she's telling him, I said hello. So he's doing that, but really wasn't talking about him. So after she tells the last part, someone on TikTok goes, because when she's telling the story, she's calling him Legion. Legion is know what a Legion is, that's what she's calling him. She didn't mention no real name in her story because she didn't want, you know, she didn't want to go searching who he was and start harassing him and stuff like that. This one girl on TikTok, just who really is, exposes him. And now Legion is saying that everything she said is a lie. I can't wait until the next. So he's lying and telling everybody that he's got a deal with Netflix, and Netflix is doing a movie on him. So he can tell the story. And he had a picture of him standing in front of the Netflix sign. happy with that he really was at Netflix and that he got on Netflix, which was a lie. She told her, well, this is crazy, right? She told her, after she told her story, ex-wife, the guy she married, said what she was saying was true. The son of the ex-wife said what she was saying was true. And so the girl that is dating now, there's a video that popped up that said she watched the whole 50 part, not knowing that the guy that the woman in the video, that 50 part series was talking about, was the man she was being next to. And she didn't know that until I say, you know, once he got exposed, that's when I realized this whole 50-part series and the guy she was talking about, the guy that was next to. So she did an update yesterday because, like I said, her strange brother, she didn't know that. So the brother, her lawyer, contacted her and said, I want you to clear up a few things that you said in your video. And, you know, she said, this is what they said. They've been estranged since the mother passed away. Mom passed away first. And years later, dad passed away. They've been estranged. Then, extreme ever since, the brother said that these who he called her was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia. And dad came out of retirement so that he can get medicine. So that Asian can have medicine. And they were still young, you know, still young. So the dad went to work just so he could have money so Legion could get medicine. He said once Legion got older, he stopped taking the medicine. And that's when dad passed. So the brother and him been estranged ever since. And he said, the family is on your side. You can go ahead and tell your story. And I'm mad at you. The brother said we want to clear up some things that you said in your story. And the brother revealed it's been a strange. Even though I didn't watch the 50-part series, just seeing hearing these commentation, I got the gist of what her story was about. And I'm like, wow. This man is still lying. So he got a corporate job. What she said, he lied and said he got a corporate job. Was working a regular 9-to-5 job. He wasn't no CEO, but no VP, he said he was. She said, he was going to, you know, get her a car, saying or promising all this stuff, knowing he had the money to get all that money. You know, a new house, they were going to get a house together, had estate agents showing them houses.
Uh-huh.
When he didn't have the money to buy a damn house for them. I I was like, wow, this is one of those that you would see as a live movie. This is one of those you can see a lifetime movie. Let's see, what time do we have left? You know what? Let's do some trivia. Let's some trivia.
Let's go.
In the question. What classic American automobile brand produced its new car and Alero in 2004? What classic American automobile brand produced its final car, Alero, in 2004? Was it Pontiac, Saturn, Prince, Oldsmobile?
Oldsmobile.
I know the answer, and it's not Oldsmobile, but that's what you're going with? Oldsmobile, the correct answer is, oh, you are correct. I thought it was Pontiac. You are right, sis.
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to, Ro? This is me. Bring it. Trying to stump me? Bring it.
Dating back to 1897, Oldsmobile was renowned for its innovative designs and contributions to the automotive industry, helping sales and shifts to consumer prices. General Motors, Oldsmobile,
he's breaking up again.
The Alero, a type of car introduced in 1999, is the end of an era for the storied American automaker. Okay. Let's see, let's do another one. All right. Which country's capital has a bean after it? Which country's capital has a bean named after it? Is it Chile, Bulgaria, Peru, Colombia? Which country's capital has a bean named after it? Chile, Bulgaria, or Chile? See if you're correct. Nope. The answer is Peru. Peru's capital name is the Royal Lima Bean. Name can be traced back to the Quechua word lima, which refers to a native Peruvian plant known as the lima bean. Lima beans were discovered in Peru and may have been the first plant that was brought up under the civilization by the native farmers. This humble is known for its mild flavor, creamy texture, and unique color, which can change from beige to green. Despite the origin of the name, according to the Beast, the word Lima, is, well, we say Lima Bean, but Peru is Lima. Even though we say Lima, in Peru you say Lima.
Okay.
It's generally pronounced differently from the Peruvian capital. We say Lima, they say Lima. You're one for today. Okay. Let's get to the next one. Go to the next one. Here's the next question. Which composer and lyricist wrote the song God Bless America? Which composer and lyricist wrote the song God Bless America? George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Woody Guthrie, Leonard. Which composer and lyricist wrote the song God Bless America?
The last one.
Leonard Bernstein?
Yep.
You go on with it. And the answer is Berlin. Berlin was American composer. And lyricist one of the greatest in
American
history. Okay. During his 60-year career, he wrote an estimated 1,500 songs, including scores for 19 Broadway shows and 18 Hollywood films. His songs became popular themes and anthems, including White Christmas. Business like business. Berlin wrote the patriotic song God Bless America in 1918 while serving in the U.S. Army at Camp Up in Gap Hank, New York. So, 99% of the people agreed with you that the answer was the first thing. So you're one for two. That's the next one. Here we go. Said the Simpsons debuted as a show. And what a variety television show. The Simpsons first debuted as a short in what American variety show? Was it Mad TV, In Living Color, Saturday Night Live, Tracy Ullman Show? The Simpsons first debuted as a short in what American variety TV show? I know this one.
Say it again.
Simpsons first debuted as a short in what American variety television show? Mad TV, The Living Color, Saturday Night Live, Tracy Ullman Show.
Tracy Ullman Show, The Simpsons, Tracy Ullman.
Let's see here. You're 2-2. Tracy Ullman Show was a television variety show that debuted on Fox and ran for 3 weeks. Bled blended sketch comedy. The show blended sketch comedy with musical numbers and dance scenes choreographed by Paul Drew along with animated shorts. The show is known for producing a series of shorts featuring the Simpsons family, which was later adapted into the longest-running American primetime television series, The Simpsons. The series was created by Matt Groening, who designed The Simpsons family and wrote many of the shorts. So you're 2 for 2. Let's go to the next one. Okay, let's see here. And got more. Let's do this. Next one. If you get this one. Maiden name of this former First Lady is the same as the last name of the 14th U.S. President. The maiden name of which former U.S. First Lady, same as last of the 14th President, is Pat Dixon, Pat Nixon, Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, Rosalynn Carter. The maiden name of which U.S. First Lady is the same as the last name of the 14th U.S. Is it Dixon? So you're saying it's Rosalynn Carter?
Yep.
Two for three is former First Lady Bush. It just so that the maiden name former Lady Barbara Bush, who served as First Lady of the United States from 1989 to 1993, is the same as the last name of the 14th U.S. President, Franklin Pierce. In fact, born as Barbara Pierce, was a direct descendant of Pierce, who served as President from 1853 to 1857. Barbara Bush's ancestor, Thomas Pierce. In Pierce, apparently, Barbara Bush was both a fourth cousin, four times removed, and a second cousin, five times removed, from Pierce, related to the band. Okay. Okay, you're 2 for 3. The next one. Okay, what state is nicknamed Gopher State? What state is nicknamed the Gopher State? Is it Michigan, Wyoming, Wisconsin, Minnesota? What state is nicknamed the Gopher State?
The second one.
You say Wyoming, okay. You're 2 for 4. Except for more than Minnesota has been known as the Gopher State. woman that the University of Minnesota will adopt a smiling buck-toothed woman dubbed Goldie Gopher as a school mascot. This entire nickname was born during the construction of the state's first rail line, where the relentless laborer was affectionately dubbed the indigenous small rodents of the same name. Over time, the nickname stuck in its mind, the resilience, hard work, and determination of the people of Minnesota. So you're 2 for 4 now. Okay. Here we go. Let's do another one. Here we go. What is the second full moon to occur in a single month commonly called? What is the second full moon to occur in a single month commonly called? Is a new moon, blue moon, full moon? What is the second full moon to occur in a single month commonly called? Is a new moon, blue moon, red moon, wolf moon?
New moon.
If you're 3 for 4.
Damn. Oh boy. What's up, trumpet?
The blue moon is a term used to describe the unusual event of having two full moons within a single calendar month. Typically, a month has only one full moon, but due to slight discrepancies between lunar and calendar months, occasionally two full moons happen in the same month. Once in the moon has become synonymous with something that is infrequent or rare, primarily because of the relative rarity of having two moons in a single calendar month, despite the name a blue moon actually a blue.
Damn.
One more. Let's see if you get this one. Okay. Which movie had Jack Nicholson screaming, "You can't handle the truth"? The Shining, A Few Good Men, Easy Rider, Party. Which movie had Jack Nicholson screaming, "You can't handle the truth"? The Shining,
okay.
A Few Good Men, Easy Rider, The Departed.
A Few Good Men.
If you're correct. You are correct. So you're 3 for 5. This icon shot up Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, played by Jack Nicholson in 1992, the line originated from a scene where court-martial lawyer Daniel Caddy, played by Tom Cruise, exposes Colonel Nathan's false testimony surrounding the death of a Marine named Santiago, stopped by Cap when pressed by Caddy to tell the truth. Colonel Jessup abruptly yells, "You can't handle the truth," during the courtroom confrontation. In 2005, this line was voted the 29th greatest American film quote of all time. So you're 3 for 5. 3 for 5. That's him. That's time we have. Maybe do one more. I think we can do one more. We can do one more. Let's try 3 for 5. Yeah, 3 for 5. Let's see. Which athlete was convicted of draft evasion during the Vietnam War? Was it Joe Brown, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Roger Maris? Which athlete was convicted of draft evasion during the Vietnam War? Jim Brown, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Roger Maris.
You said he was what?
Which athlete was convicted of draft evasion during the Vietnam War? Jim Brown, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Roger Maris.
Joe Louis.
It was Muhammad Ali. How did I forget that?
Damn. I was going to say Muhammad Ali, too.
How you forget this? Because we remember that's when he changed his name. And he was a Muslim.
That's right.
And that
was
against
his
religion.
That's right.
In 1967, legendary boxer, Muhammad Ali entered the U.S. Army, citing his strong religious belief in the opposition to the Vietnam War. Ali faced swift and severe consequences for his unwavering principles. He was immediately stripped of his heavyweight title and banned from boxing for 3 years. Subsequently, he was convicted of draft evasion and sentenced to 5 years in prison. His conviction was immediately overturned by the Supreme Court in 1971, recognizing his right to conscientious objection. So,
damn.
Y'all, we appreciate that you rocked with us to the Story of World video. I'll be back later on tonight at 7 p.m. with the ND Experience. And we'll be back tomorrow on the Size Radio Network at 4 p.m. with the Children's Bible Study. And at 7 p.m., the Adult Bible Study. To tune into the Children's Bible Study, the number to call is
615-605-9340.
And the other number to call for the Bible study is 424-243-9617. And we appreciate that you always join us. We have great shows on our stage. God says, and for me tonight is that I love you. That's in the music tonight. Let's some jazz. Tonight, I may give you country, or I may give you some guys. You never know. Tune in for a great show.
Good night, America. Good night, America. All right. God bless y'all. Take care. Keep Wendy Williams in your prayers. Wendy Williams in your prayers.
We appreciate you. Bye-bye now.
Good night, America.
Good night, good night. Good night, sweetheart.